Okay, Car.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, it's 23608.
And your name?
Crystal Johnson.
To make sure I've accessed the correct account, please verify the address.
613 Kate's Trace Circle, Apartment E, Newport News, Virginia.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. I show the Keto Ascend is still declining. However, your Keto Ascend Cleanse was successful on the endotrophy. How may I assist you?
I'm not understanding because they just took $91 out of my account, and I'm just trying to figure out what that is because I wanted to get that back refunded because I didn't need that at all.
Okay, well, that is in relation to the end of trial fee for the initial program you started back on the 18th of February. Did the 14-day trial when you started and paid the postage of $6.70 and $7.45. There were two charges that were attempting. One is $92.90, the other is the $91.89. The $92.90 was declining, but the $91.90, that was finally successful. It's been attempting since the 7th. May I ask why you're not wanting to continue with the products? How are they working for you?
Well, they're not working too good. That's why I wanted to discontinue and cancel that completely out.
Okay, I do understand. Now, it is an all-natural weight loss supplement. It does have that loading phase to give you the results that you're looking for. And
right.
I do apologize. It typically takes about 2 to 6 weeks of continuous use. If you'd like what I can do to give you some more time, since it does burn fat and get it out of your system once it's loaded, I would be able to place the account on a full 30-day hold for the trial program to let you finish out for the second product before that one tries to charge again.
No, I just wanted to cancel it. If I can get that $91 back refunded, that would be nice.
I do understand. Now, typically, we are unable to process refunds on valid charges. You are calling during the customer appreciation month, though, which means you do qualify for 35% off of future charges.
So I can't get the $91 even though I'm not using it?
Well, that is for the initial product that you received, so that's why we wouldn't be able to issue a refund on that one.
So the product that I have now, that costs $91.
Yes, ma'am. That's the 30-day supply.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I thought that whatever I had paid to get it, that's what I was paying for it.
Gotcha. No, ma'am. I do sincerely apologize. That was the shipping and handling. So I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. I don't suppose it'd help if I could say make it a 50% discount going forward for you.
But I won't be able to get my money back at all, like 50% or none of it. I'm not understanding.
I wouldn't be able to issue a refund at this time due to the validity. But I'll go ahead and terminate the account to make sure there's no future charges for you. And I'll make sure that that second charge is not going to process.
Okay.
All right. And I have a cancellation number if you'd like to jot it down for your record.
Okay.
That is C as in Charlie, 0, F as in Frank, 3.
Mm-hmm.
C as in Charlie, 6-5, F as in Frank, B as in Boy, 1, F as in Frank.
Okay.
That's not funny. I'm in class.
All right, thank
anything?
You.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be it.
I do thank you for calling customer support.
No, you talk first.